Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hi, this is Mrs. Williams.
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Angela. And did I hear Loretta too?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So far, it's just the three of us. Loretta, your number didn't show up this time.
I know. Sometimes it shows up like that. I don't know why. Sometimes, this is the first time I'm seeing my number come up like that, but sometimes some of the numbers comes in with just 111, so I don't know the story behind that.
Right.
Yeah, I think I had at least four of them last week come in with that number.
Well, I guess you can start reading since no one else is joining.
Okay. All right, I'll pick up reading in Genesis 43, 27 through 34. This is when Joseph, one of his dreams come true when his brothers had to bow before him. He asked how they had been getting along and how is your father? The old man you spoke about, is he still alive? Yes, they replied, he is still alive and well. Then again they bowed before him. Looking at his brother Benjamin, he asked, is this your youngest brother, the one you told me about? How are you, my son? God be gracious to you. Then Joseph made a hasty exit, for he was overcome with love for his brother and had to go out and cry. Going into his bedroom, he wept there. Then he washed his face and came out, keeping himself under control. Let's eat, he said. Joseph ate by himself. His brother was served at a separate table, and the Egyptian at still another. For Egyptians despised Hebrews and never ate with them. He told each of them where to sit and sit them in the order of their ages, from the oldest to the youngest. Much to their amazement, their food was served to them from his own table. He gave the largest serving to Benjamin, five times as much as any of the others. They had a wonderful time, and the wine flowed freely. That was the reading out of Genesis 43, 27 through 34. Amen.
Amen. Man,
amen. All righty, we had some more callers to join. I see Mom and Pop.
Yes.
And good evening. And I see someone numbered that ends in 7955. Okay. Also a number that ends in 7616. Okay, I'm going to do a roll call. If I don't call your name, please let us know who you are. Loretta, Mrs. Williams, Moms and Pops, and Angela. Who else is on the line?
Louise.
Oh, hi, Auntie Dot.
Hi.
Do we have anyone else?
Louise from Augusta.
Louise?
Yes.
Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome. Okay, we got another caller. Hold on. Good evening. Who's just joined the call?
Auntie Care.
Hi, Auntie Care.
Hey, Angela, how are you?
I'm good. I'm great.
Oh, that's good.
Okay. All right, I'm going to do a roll call one last time, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the program. I have Loretta, Mrs. Williams, Mom and Pop, Auntie Dot, Louise, and Auntie Carrie. Okay. Let's go ahead and our opening prayer. If you would please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers with you. Destroy and remove any deceptions in our minds as we bow and worship before you. O Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
All righty. Mama, would you do us the honor of Matthew 19?
Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Jesus looked at
him. Unmuted.
Okay.
Try it again, Mom.
Jesus looked at them and said,
With man, this is impossible.
But with God,
All things are possible.
Amen.
Alrighty. Looks like we may have lost a caller to come back on. Let's go ahead and get started. I would like to start out with Ms. Williams. Do you have any good news to share with us today?
Yes, I would like to share from Exodus 12, starting with verse 1, and I'll be skipping around. And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, This month shall be unto you the beginning of months. It shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak ye unto the congregation of Israel, saying, In the tenth day of this month they shall take to them each man a lamb, according to the house of their fathers, a lamb for a house, and your lamb should be without blemish, a male, and of the first year. You shall take it out from the sheep and from the goat. And skipping down to verse 12, I will pass through the land of Egypt this night, and will smite all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, both man and beast. And against all the gods of Egypt, I will execute judgment. I am the Lord. And the blood shall be to you for a token upon the houses where you are. And when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and the plague shall not be unto you to destroy you. Then I will smite the land of Egypt. This remind me, since this is the month where we celebrate Black history, it reminds me of when we were set free from slavery some, I would say, 100 years ago, how Jesus set the Israelites free from Israel, and he has set us free as a Black race. And today we can celebrate Black history with such joy and dignity because God has blessed us as a race and as a people. And we have so much to thank God for. And the blessed thing of it is that we are being recognized not only as citizens of the United States, but as citizens of the kingdom of God, to which we give God the honor, the glory, and the praises, because we know it. It was he who did this through man. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams.
Praise the Lord.
Pop?
Yes?
Pop? Yes? You have anything to share this evening?
Yeah, I might read a little, go ahead and see my brother James a little bit. And James, the first chapter, myself will be committed to action. And the subject here, put it down. And we find James 1:19-21, the NIV. My dear brother, take note of this. Everyone shall be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. For man angry does not bring about the life that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent and humble, except the word planted in you, which can save you. And James 8:22-24, to pick it up. In NIV, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourself. Deceive yourself means you're foolish if you don't fool your own self. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like a man who looks at his face in a mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looked like. And James 1:25-27, to pass it on. In the NIV, but the man who looks intensely into the perfect law that give freedom and continue to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. If anyone consider himself religious and yet does not keep the tongue ringing and by keep it, 26. If anyone consider himself religious and yet does not keep his tight reins or his tongue, he deceives himself and his religion is worthless. 27. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after offering with us at the stretch, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. In the 25 NIV, that this person would take the word and put it into practice immediately. The best way to remember anything is to do it. One cannot learn to sing by reading, listening to singers. That person must sing and practice. One cannot fix a car by reading a book or watching someone fix the car. One must do it. Likewise, we have to work his word to truly reflect the God in us. James adds that those who do this are the ones who are truly blessed. Amen.
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 The Lord.
Amen. One more thing I forgot.
Thank you.
James, Jesus, and brothers. Amen.
Amen. Amen. The Lord.
Amen. Okay. Loretta, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm reading out of the Daily Bread, and the topic is Nowhere Tickets, and you can get the reading out of Acts 4:12 and John 14:1-6. And it goes on to say, imagine thinking that you are headed for heaven, but discovering that your ticket is no good. It can happen if you trust the wrong plan. You will get to the gate of eternity, but be denied entrance into heaven to live with God forever. The Apostle Peter said, there is salvation in no one else but Jesus. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. The only ticket to heaven goes to those who have put their faith in Jesus Christ and his death on the cross as payment for their sin. Some offer other ways, but those tickets are worthless. To make sure you're going to heaven, trust Jesus. He's the only way. Amen.
Amen. Amen. It's the Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, I will go next. I'm coming out of Philippians 2, passages 1 through 11. And the title of my excerpt is, What Makes the Body Work? If, says Paul, you have encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, be like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Because unity in the church is the first thing Paul mentions in Philippians 2, it is no surprise that he goes on to admonish the believers to shun unrestrained ambition, which produces bragging, tension, and confusion, impedes ministry in local churches, synthesizes us to the Holy Spirit, and prohibit us from meaningful contributions to the kingdom of God. Self-centeredness had the potential to create discord and impair the ministry of the church at Philippi. Competition, self-glorification, and unrestrained aspiration could be the only result of such selfishness. Paul encourages all believers to embrace unselfishness, humility, and holy ambition. These virtues nurture concerns for the will of God, involvement in our communities, growth in our capacity to love, and consideration for the welfare of others. Submission to God through Jesus Christ positions us to make a difference in this world, for our communities need husbands, wives, employers, employees, friends, business partners, and mentors who seize every opportunity to act with unselfishness and humility. As we draw closer to God, he unearths spiritual jewels that are hidden deep within us. Embracing unselfishness, humility, and consideration for the welfare of others empties us of ourselves and makes us vessels for God's use by expanding our capacity to love. When we are filled up with Christ, we are able to manifest the kingdom of God on earth. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hey, Mother, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'm being reading out of my little book by Norma Lamb, reading chapter 3. And the subject said, having peace in perilous times. If peace is past all understanding, shall keep your heart and mind. When the wind blow contrary in our lives, we are reminded of the Apostle Peter, who when he saw the wind blowing at such great strength, he was afraid. In the course of our lives, there are times when the wind blow contrary to our ship. During these perilous times, our faith can hit an all-time low, whether it is a financial crisis, a health crisis, family crisis, or natural crisis. The enemy tried to take away hope during these challenging times. But from the history of Noah to Abraham and to all the prophets, they all confirmed that God is faithful. You can trust in God's word and not be moved backward by doubt and fear. As we move into these times more and more, we are witness devastated, even both natural and man-made. The deadly assault of terrorism has shaken America and the world. How can a Christian hold on to hope and faith in such a crisis situation that not only threaten our financial well-being, but our very life as well? When we focus on the condition, it is difficult not to be shaken to the very core of our soul. When thousands of innocent lives are lost and others injured, our young men are called up to a war or terrorist to die, as necessary for the liberty and safety of our country and world. We can experience fear instead of faith. In these difficult storms of life, there may seem to be no place to turn, no comfort anywhere, but we must never forget that God is our refuge and strength and very present help in trouble. God will stand strong on your behalf and rebuke the wind and the waves that seek to drown and destroy faith. And behold, there rose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, and his disciples came to him and woke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. When the storm and the temple hit our lives in whatever manner it is manifest, our human reaction can be fear, just like Christ's disciples react. Lord, we perish. Nature of human flesh to look identity on circumstance rather than on God's power and provision. Worry is human, but it does not accomplish anything. Worry loses its power in the face of faith. Worry is like dust storms on a hot day. You may temporarily become confused and lose your way, but when you step out in faith, you rise above the hazy level of the storm and find that the worry has lost its power. Panic disaster when faced with the power of God. The following scripture truly apply in these perilous times. Pray and think on these precious faith-building promises from God. Of God's word. He shall not be afraid or even tardy. His heart is sick. Trust in the Lord. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the water and spread it out her root by the river and shall not see when the heat comes, but her leaves shall be green. And shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God is in him will I trust. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth is removable, and though the mountains are carried into the midst of the sea, when thou liest down, thou shalt no be afraid. Yet thou shalt lie down, and thy sleep shall be sweet. Be not afraid of sudden fear, neither of the desolation of the wicked when it comes. For the Lord shall be thy comforter and shall keep thy foot from being taken. And we trust in the Lord and stand on his promise, we can endure and overcome every situation and obstacle and glory victory. Always with any gloom and sadness, away with the shadow of doubt and fear. His joy will be your strength. Keep your thought positive and hopeful, not despair. Give in to despair is a sin. Despair put out the candle of hope in our lives. Stand on his word and you will win the war against doubt and fear in these troubled times. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Praises to our God.
Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. We had Hubert to join us. And Hubert, would you like to say a few words?
Yeah. Shalom. Shalom, everyone. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in Yahweh's sight. I become a teacher out of Luke, the physician, Luke 6. 46-49. Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not what I say? As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and put them into practice, I will show you what they are like. They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on rock. When a flood came, the torrent struck that house, but could not shake it because it was well built. But the one who hears my word and does not put them into practice is like a man who built the house on the ground without a foundation. The movement and the torrent struck that house, and it collapsed, and its destruction was complete. Bless you, Allah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And thank you for that, Hubert. Okay, Auntie Dot, would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. Yes.
Okay, I'm reading a daily guide post. Lord, thank you for your giving me not only the permission, but also the command to rest. There is so much to do, and often I think I am the only one who can get it done. I want to cross everything off my do list. Make every deadline and show everyone I can do it all. But, Lord, I know I cannot. Who am I to think I can go all full speed without rest when even you rest from the business of doing? Bless my rest time, Lord. Help me to replenish my mind and body. Help me to sit, to reflect, to breathe, and to spend some time with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Dot. All right. Louise, would you like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I guess I will. I will be coming from 1 Corinthians 16. I'm just going to read verses 13 and 14.
Okay.
Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong, that all your things be done with charity. And it's telling us to, you know, to be watchful, to be strong in the Lord. And that's how we get a powerful living, because Satan is there, and he's there to tempt us and to do, you know, so we have to be strong. We have to be prayerful. And we have to know that Satan does have power, and he knows some of the things that we desire in our heart, and he will let them come to us, and they may not be the things that are godly. So we are to be watchful, be careful, and be prayerful about everything and all things that we do. That's it.
Amen.
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 Lord.
Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that. Wait. Okay. Auntie Karen.
Oh, okay. I will read Psalm 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help come from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer that foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not spite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forward and evermore. Praise ye the Lord. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise ye the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Carrie. Okay, I didn't miss anyone, did I? I don't think so. So we'll go ahead on to our next agenda, the sick and the shut-in, and I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut-in prayer, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you go into our hospitals, our nursing homes, and on the battlefields, in our homes, as well as our sick and shut-in list. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the healing that you are performing in Jessica Smith, Miss Wanda, Uncle Champ, LaTanya, Tony, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Lowe, Mary Ann, Rochelle Bessler, Malachi, DeMarcus, Uncle Dave, Vicki Hussman, Mr. Harold, Jordan and the Rako family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Adams family, Lenny and family, Miss Warden's family, Cheryl, the Norris family, Sedaria, Angela Burns, Valerie Crockett, Kevin Avery, Auntie Betty, Jerry and Terry, Jermaine and Quentin, Miss Allen, Uncle Oliver, Eddie Tipman, Loretta, myself, Eveline Holloway, the Rossiter family, Michael and Denise Moody, Callie, Erlene Parker, and anyone else that we are not aware of but stand in the need of a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to lift them up so that others may see the goodness of you working in them. Give them the strength that they need to keep pressing forward with Jesus Christ. Father God, we ask that you create in us a clean heart and to make us whole again and give us and renew our mind. In Jesus Christ's holy name, I pray, amen.
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 Lord.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, the next agenda item is birthdays for February the 2nd through the, is it 7th?
I think it's the 8th. The 8th. No. It's the 8th.
I have my mother-in-law, Ruth Patton, on the 3rd, and my niece, Tia Patton, on the 3rd, and my girlfriend, Gail Jones, on the 4th. Are there any other birthdays during this week you would like to share? No more? Okay. Everybody. All right. Well, I'll sing happy birthday to Ruth, Teal, and Gail. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Ruth Tingale. Happy birthday to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday.
Hey.
Many, many more. Amen.
Okay, well, now it's time for us to go around the table and see if anyone have praises, testimonies, or poem, or would like to sing a song to the group. And I would like to start with Loretta.
Let's see. I would like to share something out of the upper room with the group, and it's called Lights of the World. Since my childhood, I have kept in mind a Bible verse that has helped me during my life. It is Psalms 119, 105. Words, your words is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. I learned the verse in Sunday school. This verse has stayed with me throughout my life because I could transfer the words into concrete situations. When I was a little girl, we lived in the country. During the dark nights, I depended on the light from a flashlight to find my way home. The flashlight with its little cone of light gave me the sense of security I needed as I walked through the dark forest. Jesus said, I have come as light into the world so that everyone who believes in me should not remain in the darkness. During the years since I was a little girl, I have learned from experience that Jesus is the best light on our way through life. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Mrs. Williams?
I would like to continue in the book of Exodus, sharing the song of Moses with chapter 15. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God. I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariot and his armor he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depth like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, O Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostril, the water piled up. The surging water stood firm like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue. I will overtake them. I will divide the spoil. I will gorge myself on them. I will draw my sword, and by my hand I will destroy them. But you blew your breath, and the sea covered them. They sink like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, O Lord? Who is like you? Majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders. You stretched out your right hand, and the earth swallowed them. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you redeem. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the people of Philistine. The chief of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall upon them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. until your people pass by, O Lord, until the people you brought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountains of your inheritance, the place, O Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, your hands established. The Lord will reign forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise to God.
Amen. Thank you, Mrs. Williams. All right, Mother?
Yes, I'm going to keep the same.
Amen.
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a fortress of glory divine. Herald salvation, perfect of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Perfect submission, perfect delight, vision of realm. Now forth at my sight, angel deceiving, rain from above, echo of mercy, whisper of love. Perfect submission, still at rest, I and my Savior, happy and blessed. Watching and waving, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise
the Lord.
Thank you for that, Mother. How about you, Pop?
Well, I think I might read a little bit.
Amen.
We don't want both of them at the same time, so I do the reading.
We love
you. So my name will be, my reading will be, Name Your Real Enemy. Your real, and you really have one major enemy in life, Satan. Don't waste your energy, time, and mind in fighting people, even though some are being used as instruments of Satan. Jesus is God or Judas. Satan is no match. He simply walks around heaven. Walk around as a ruin line. And the word is, be sober, vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a ruin line, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. You find that 1 Peter 5:8. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that talk. Okay. I will read a passage regarding steps of faith. Father God, since I have been made right in your sight by faith, I have peace with you because of what Jesus Christ, my Lord, has done for me. Because of my faith, Christ, you have brought me into this place of highest privilege where I now stand, and I confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Thanks be to God who gives me the victory through my Lord Jesus Christ. As your beloved one, I will be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in your work, Lord, knowing that my labor for you is not in vain. I will continue to securely establish and steadfast in my faith without shifting from the hope promised by the gospel. So then, just as I received you, Christ Jesus, my Lord, I will continue to live in you, rooted and built up in you, strengthened in my faith as I was taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hello.
Amen.
Now, T-Dot, would you like to share any last words?
I'm going to read Psalm 37, verse 1 through 5. Fret not thyself because of evil doers, neither be thou enmity against the worker of iniquity. For they shall soon be cut down with the grass and whistle at the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, so shall thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shall be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall bring thee desire of thy heart. Commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you, Auntie Dot. Miss Louise, would you like to share anything else tonight?
No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I'm fine. Go ahead to the next person.
Okay, I think I heard you bad. It was an echo. Okay, Auntie Kay. Okay, Hubert.
Yes, I will. We'll be singing. I'll be coming out of Romans 16. Verse 25, and also we'll sing a song afterward. Now in him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, but now it's made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophet according to the commandments of the everlasting God made known in all nations for the obedience of faith. For God only wise be glory to Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord, kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya. Someone's crying, my Lord, kumbaya. Someone's crying, my Lord, kumbaya. Someone crying, my Lord, kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya. Someone singing, my Lord, kumbaya. Someone singing, my Lord, kumbaya. Someone singing, my Lord, kumbaya, oh Lord, kumbaya. Someone praying, my Lord, come by here. Someone praying, my Lord, come by here. Someone's praying, my Lord, come by here. Oh, Lord, kumbaya. Yeah, bless your love.
Amen. Praises to our Lord.
Thank you, President. Thank you. That's beautiful. Alrighty, moving along into our next agenda item is the Serenity Prayer. Mrs. William, will you do us the honor and lead us in that prayer?
Okay. God grant me.
God grant me
the serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept
the things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change. The things that I can change.
The things that I can change.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
Amen.
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 Hello.
Amen.
Do we have another caller, John?
No, I would drop.
Okay.
Okay.
All righty. Thank you for that, Mrs. Williams. Loretta, will you do the prayer for us?
Well, and Carrie, did you have anything else you wanted to share since you had dropped?
No, go ahead.
Okay, I'll be doing Psalms 23, and it's coming out of the Living Bible, so if everyone would bow their head, please. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass. He leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helped me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guiding all the way.
Loretta, are you still there?
What happened?
Loretta? She must have dropped. Give her a second to come back. Yeah. Loretta?
You dropped.
Give her a second to come back. There she comes. Loretta?
Let me unmute her.
Loretta?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. We lost
my call
dropped.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll go through it. Everyone bow their head, please. Because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helps me do what honors him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I would not be afraid, for he is close beside me, guiding me all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessing overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, thank you for that, Loretta. Hey, do anyone have anything else to say before I do the closing prayer?
Yes. Thank you, but I would like to say, you know, due to life here, you know, we play a very important part, being the body of Christ. You know, we make a difference in the atmosphere. I know none of us like working around no negative atmosphere, bad atmosphere, and none of us like living around no bad atmosphere. But it's the word of God and his anointing that he has put in us all. No, you know, it's not like, you know, wearing a cross around your neck or a bump stick on your car or just hanging words of God. We're going to have to start applying those in life and in our surroundings so that we make that atmosphere a peaceful atmosphere, a happy atmosphere, even going through sad things. It's like being on fast, as the Lord say. Don't be coming in front all looking dull. I'm fast, no. That's why you're looking so sad and all out of it. So what's going to make us happy is we start putting forth the words of our Lord, but none of us with, to keep the atmosphere happy and in peace. Amen.
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 Lord, yeah.
All righty. Thank you, Hubert. Okay, I'll go ahead with the closing prayer. First of all, I just want to thank everyone for their attendance and participation. And if you will bow your heads, please. The God we serve is able to save us. God does not change. What he has done for others, he will do for you. If you love and trust God, the experiences will work to your advantage and God's glory. So in closing, take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Trust in him in spite of. As we walk by faith, hold on to God's unchanging hand. We should see things like God's things. Lean and depend on God. Whatever God has trusted you to do, keep the faith. Have a blessed week. We love you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Good night.
Good night. Amen.
Love you all.
Yeah.
Have a blessed
Thank
week.
You. Have a blessing.
I'm still. You're right. I'm okay. I didn't do that. I'm okay.